Blog Talk Radio.
Come to the poor, the weak,
the lowly, the sick, and the suffering. May your name be praised. Rejoice in your name. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, let's play some music here. We're going to start off with a song today by the Walls Group called My Life.
Bye. Johnny says, gonna skate, thing we was a day. Oh, my brother, my sister, you gotta know my heart's here with ya. I can't have your back and that sucks, but it don't mean love gives up.
Yeah. Point what they're doing in the schools.
Well, every group has an agenda, okay, and I believe they have a right to, you know, they have a right to speak their mind, okay.
So is it okay to read a child at the age of 5 how to suck a penis?
No, they don't do that. They don't do that.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They have books. They have books that the children are reading. Talk to them about how you ever tasted yourself and have you ever gave another person a BJ. Yeah, that's pedophilia.
I don't support pedophilia though. Okay, I support normal gays, lesbians, transgenders, bisexuals. Okay, they're upstart citizens.
Heterosexual.
Okay, but still, they're trying to do that. So you say that the LGBTQ community, half of it is no good, and the other half is good.
Yeah. I'm just saying, not everybody's bad, okay? Not everybody's bad. You got some bad ones in there, okay? But, we wean them out, okay?
Good pedos.
All right. Okay.
You know why?
Well, we're going to do
why they call, Pinocchio's dad Geppetto? Because of the pedo. He was a pedophile.
Oh, okay. You didn't know that. All right. Well, let's read the Bible here. Let's read the Bible. Let's go to Job chapter 8, okay? And this is about Job and his friend Bildad. Then Bildad said to the Shuhite, answered and said, how long will you speak these things? And the words of your mouth be like a strong wind. Does God subvert judgment? Or does the Almighty pervert justice? If your sons have sinned against him, he has cast them away for their transgressions. If you would earnestly seek God and make your supplications to the Almighty, if you were pure and upright, surely now he would awake for you and prosper your rightful dwelling place. Though your beginning was small, yet there okay, enough of that, okay? None of that be tolerated while I'm reading from the Bible, amen? Okay, for inquire, please, of the former age, and consider the things discovered by the fathers. For we were born yesterday and know nothing, because our days on earth are shadow. They shall teach you and tell you and utter words from their heart. Can the papyrus grow up without a marsh? Can the reeds flourish without water? While it is yet green and not cut down, and withers before any other plant. So are the paths of all who forget God, and hope of the hypocrite shall perish, whose confidence shall be cut off, and whose trust in the spider's web. Okay, enough of that. Okay. All right. Well, no more callers. Okay, so we got a new stretch of the spider web. He leans on his house, but does not stand. He holds it fast, but does not endure. He grows green in the sun, and his branches spread out in his garden. His roots wrap around the rock heap and look for a place in the stones. If he is destroyed from his place, then it will deny him, saying, I have not seen you. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth others will grow. Behold, God will not cast away the blameless, nor will he uphold the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughing and your lips with rejoicing. Those who hate you will clothe with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked will come to nothing. And Job answered and said, truly, I know it is so. But how can a man be righteous before God if one wants to contend with him? He cannot answer him one time out of the thousand. God is a wise in heart and mighty in strength, who has hardened himself against him and prospered. He removes the mountains, and they do not know. When he overturns them in his anger, he shakes the earth out of his place, and the pillars tremble. He commands the sun, and it does not rise. He seals off the stars. He alone spreads out the heavens and treads on the waves of the sea. He made the Bear, the Orion, and the Pleiades, and the Chambers of the South. He does great things past finding out, yes, wonders without number. If he goes by me, I do not see him. If he moves past, I do not perceive him. If he takes away, who can hinder him? who can say to him, what are you doing? Though I was righteous, my own mouth would condemn me. Though I were blameless, I would prove my perverse and blameless, yet I do not know myself. I despise myself, it is all one thing. Therefore I say he destroys the blameless and the wicked. If the scourge slays suddenly, he lasts the plight of the innocent. The earth is given to the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of his judges, and if not, he, who else could it be? So now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away. They see no good. They pass like swift ships, okay, like an eagle swooping on his prey. If I say I will forge my complaint, I will put off my set face and wear a smile. I am afraid of all my sufferings, and I know that you will not hold me in innocence. If I am condemned, why then do I labor in vain? If I wash myself with snow, water, and cleanse my hands with soap, yet you will plunge me into the pit, and my own clothes will abhor me. For he is not man as I am, that I may answer him, and that we should go to court together. Nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hands on us both. That was Job chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. Okay, chapter 12, verses 20 and 33. Amen. Alrighty. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to meet him right now. All you got to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me, and you will be in with Jesus, your Lord and Savior, tonight. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we hear it. God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We want to say, may the Lord bless you and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key, and you can come on live. Amen. All righty. Okay. 602, you're on air.
Hi there, Pastor Ken. I was just wondering what your opinion was of Dr. Kent and his cabal of misfits saying that DC2 was the actual Antichrist.
Say what now?
This isn't a joke, by the way. He called out DC2.
What? And he called DC2 the Antichrist?
Pretty much, man. He's behind all the evil that's been going on in the show.
Oh.
I don't mind waiting on hold. DC2 comes in. But I'd like to hear his opinion. You shut down the
chat.
Yeah,
so would I.
The chat and shut down the chat.
Yeah,
yeah, you believe
tell
that
DC2's calling to my show.
Kind of
yeah, tell DC to call in. We'll get him on the air and he can tell us what's going on.
But no one told you that. Not even your boy, Toy Ferrar, he hadn't reported this to you?
No, nobody. No, no, because Tony doesn't know. He doesn't go to Discord. So, I don't know. Okay?
Well, I'll wait for him if he's calling in.
Well, me too. Let me take another caller here. 111, you're on the air. Hello, 111.
How you doing there? How you doing there, Pastor Ken? What do you think about Pastor Kent being a pedophile?
Well, I'm not going to comment on Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent's Pastor Kent. And, I don't know what's going on with him these days. I don't know. I understand his show is getting to be nobody's listening to it. Okay, that's all I know.
Yeah, because he touches kids' peters.
I don't know if he's still doing that. I know he mentioned something about it in the past. Okay, but I would hope he ain't.
Yeah, because the Bible says it's
better
for.
Hold on, let me say one thing. Let me say one thing. If I saw a hiker on the freeway and I bludgeoned them to death, would that still make me a murderer 30 years later?
Yeah, it would still make you a murderer, yeah. You never confessed it.
So why isn't he still a pedophile?
That's right.
The man
that
asked you a question
right, sure.
about being a pedophile.
Well, like I said, I don't really know. I just know that, you know, he has supposedly done some things in the past, okay, and like I said, if he confessed his sins and he asked for forgiveness for him, I mean, God forgives.
So he's no longer gay either, right? Is that what you believe in your heart and your head?
He said he is not gay. You know, so he said he lived in a gay relationship.
Do you believe you could pray that stuff away?
Well, you know, I don't think so. I think once you're gay, you're gay.
Then again, once you're a pedophile, correct?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right, I'll leave you boys to discuss it amongst yourselves. Sorry for butting in.
That's all right. Thank you. Bless you. Well, what happened to DC2? Okay. Why can't we get him on here on the show? Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'd like to hear his response all day.
Okay, let's see if I can't get him to come on. Okay, all right. Just had to send him a message. Okay, hopefully he'll get it and he'll come on. All right. Oh, okay.
So how's the weather act like that over there?
Oh, right. 111, you're on the air.
Kenny.
Yeah, DC.
What's going on, man?
Nothing much. We were talking about Kent and supposedly he's blaming everything on you and he's calling you, what did he say? He's the devil?
The Antichrist.
The Antichrist.
Yeah, well, let me just say this about this whole situation. First of all, I've been dealing with a lot of personal stuff, you know, in my own life. So I haven't even really listened to Kent's show all that much, to be completely honest with you. But I was able to listen to a little bit of it today. And let me just say what happened. This is literally what happened. I went in the chat room, which was on administrative mode at the time. I hadn't listened to any of the show. So I don't know, up until that point, I didn't know that there had been a caller previous to me listening that had mentioned him molesting his son or whatever, which has nothing to do with me, by the way.
Okay.
And so I was in the chat for maybe 20 seconds, and I was listening to the show, and he just proceeds to go on a rant about how I'm behind everything, and I'm the Antichrist, and all these people are working for me, and he's going to hunt me down, and, you know, he's got people in Texas and Florida and all this, like, you know, tough guy, excuse my language, but bullshit.
Tough guy, really.
I didn't say one thing to him, Kenny. I haven't called his show. Do you realize the last time I called his show was like 3 months ago?
Wow.
I rarely listen to it. I don't talk to the man. He challenged me to call in. The last time I did that, I got on for 15 seconds before he hung up on me. So, I mean, his show is trash. He's got a certified pill head on there who's high 90% of the shows. Leroy is the only one that's not high or leaves the show early. He's the only one on that show with any type of scruples, I guess would be the word, in the sense that he doesn't use drugs when he's on the show, and when he does the show, he stays on the show. Like, for instance, I listened today, Kent did his little rant about me, and then he was gone. He was on that show for maybe 15 minutes total. So I don't even really understand what the point of it is.
Yeah,
they don't talk about
God. I mean, if you just...
Sorry, go ahead, Kenny. I apologize.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, look, if you're not going to talk about God, and they talk about God a little bit, but it's supposed to be a godly show. God is supposed to be the centerpiece of that show. And they go off on so many different tangents about smoking weed, drinking alcohol, me, today was me, I'm the Antichrist, but I did absolutely nothing to warrant that. I don't know, like, he thinks I am behind every single person that calls that show and says anything remotely disrespectful to him. I don't even know who, I'll be honest, Kenny, I don't even know who these people are that call his show. The only person I know that calls is Gary, and Gary doesn't disrespect the show. So, I'm taking all this blame from Kent. I don't understand why, and it's kind of old. I don't call the show. I don't really talk about him except when he calls me out. I mean, I would love to call that show and go, you know, toe-to-toe with that guy. He's got a room temperature IQ. He don't want it with me, man. That's why he hang up every time I call. So I just stop calling. So,
well,
like, he called
you
me
know,
out
I mean,
he said he hasn't called
well,
in. He's like, he's going to put manure
on my
brain.
Yeah, I mean,
He said he's going to destroy me in a debate and then put manure on my grave or something like that. And I'm just like, man. First of all, I'll get on that. He can't take any criticism. So it's just pointless. If he would come on your show, I would gladly do it because then he couldn't hang up on me. But I'd be on his show for maybe, if he's feeling tough, maybe 30 seconds. Because, like, all that, like, threatening bullshit, I'm going to come hunt you down, you don't know who you're talking, I don't care about none of that. Like, what is that? Like, you're on a godly show. What you threatening people? Like, what is that? That's not godly. What kind of example is that for people? That's a terrible example.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with them. Do you think they're even going to have a show much longer?
Well, I listened to the back end of it, and from what I heard during the rant or whatever, Leroy mentioned that what the, or maybe it was the pill head, I can't remember, doctor or whatever, that they're, what they're going to do is they're going to get people on the back channel and have them ask their questions to them on the back channel. Then they're going to come on the air and say who called in and what their question was. Nobody's going to call that show for that. Nobody wants to call and talk to a bunch of idiots on a back channel. They want to get on the air and talk to people and have real debate. That show is dead.
Right.
No one is going to listen to it. It's too moderated. It's, they worry too much about what people say. Like, Kenny, if somebody called your show and said, Kenny, I heard you molest your stepson, you would just be like, whatever, and hang up on him. Ken spends 15
right.
minutes ranting about it.
Yeah, I would say that's not true, and hang up.
Hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing with Ken is, he will rant for 15 minutes about it, and you know what that does, Kenny? That gives them the impetus they want to call in and do it more, because the whole point of doing it obviously is to get under his skin, and when you rant about it for 15 minutes, then people are going to keep doing it. It's logic. If you just act like
they're
going to do anything,
if they know it's getting to them, they're going to do it.
Exactly. If he acted, if he handled his show like you handle your show, he'd have a lot more lists. I mean, he's not. It still wouldn't be as good because he doesn't have the natural sense of humor that you have. He has no sense of humor. You can't make jokes with him. So, but at least it would be an open forum for people to have real discussions. And it's just not that. Right now, it's a circle jerk. It's four guys jerking each other off. Oh, actually, there's a girl on there too, a woman. She's actually not. She actually might be the most reputable out of the people that are on that show. She's a real person using a real name. She's from where she says she's from. She's not trying to act like something she's not. So out of all the people on that show, I respect her the most. I think her name's Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
I have no problem.
She's from Alaska.
I have no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no problem with her.
Yeah, she's good people. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my. That's it, man. That's all. I didn't even say nothing. I didn't do nothing, man. He just started ranting and raving. So I don't know what his problem is. Maybe somebody told him that I'm behind it. I have no idea. But I am not. I don't pay much attention to him other than when, like, Johnny tells me he's on occasionally and I'll listen in. But it's just, I mean, he doesn't allow calls, Kenny. You know, the chat room is basically shut down. It's basically, it's not a real show, man. There's no interaction. So.
Wow. Yeah. Well, listen, DG, I got some good news. I went to the doctor yesterday, and they did a scope on my bladder, and I have no more cancer. I've been cleared of it. I'm good to go.
Well, Kenny, that is the best news that I've heard in a long time. It's been a real rough. It has been a rough couple of months for me in my personal life, man. I am so happy to hear that you're cancer free. That is God's doing. That is a beautiful thing, and that is the best news in a long time that I've heard, man. I'm happy. I'm happy for you, man. I'm happy for you and Tony and your family, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So all
you
guys have been working.
Thank you, brother. Hey, if you got any other callers, man, I'd be glad to stay on with you if you want.
Yeah, I do. I got a couple more callers here, 111. Let me bring them on and see what they got to say. Oh, they hung up. Nope, I got no caller. Okay.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Well, that DC2 brought up some good points, but between you and me, everything he said is what the Antichrist would say. Maybe
I mean,
he can't just read.
Oh, man.
I think DC2's a straight up guy. Okay? And I don't
I'm looking outside my window and I see a 7-year-old boy and he looks good to me too.
What?
I think Kent has worn off on me.
You need to stop listening to that show, brother. Find the Lord. Kenny, you need to pray for this man. What's his brother's name?
We need an exorcism.
Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny?
Well, listen.
Can you pray?
Listen, brother. I'm praying for you right now.
Ken, is there a test for the Antichrist?
Don't listen to Kent. Maybe Kent's the Antichrist, okay? And don't listen to him anymore.
I'm listening to Doctrine's music right now, and it's actually fairly good.
Are you high, brother? Is he on methamphetamine right now? Are you on methamphetamine, brother?
No, I'm on a coding concert Doctrine Zone.
Oh, brother, you got to leave that alone, man. That's bad. Man, you're gonna be falling through walls into the pink room, brother. You got to leave it alone. Kenny, you got to tell him to leave it alone, brother.
Is there a test for the Antichrist or not?
Drugs are bad. What was his question? Is Kent the Antichrist? Probably.
No, you're the Antichrist. Is there a test for the Antichrist?
No. I'm absolutely not the Antichrist, brother. I mean, you can think what you want. Leroy
definitely said you were. I was on the back end. Hell, you know all these countries they say have been calling and been watching their show? That's my VPN. I'm in all those countries. You know those phone numbers? Those are mine. That's me. I know this for a fact.
Well,
okay,
brother,
let's
I don't know.
Let's bring on Ashley. She pressed the one key.
Amen.
Ashley, you there?
So how do you tell us the Antichrist or not? I need to know.
Well, first off,
anyone who's
the Antichrist, it's me. You guys hear me, right?
Yes.
First off, I wanted to say, Ken, I'm glad to hear that you're cancer-free. And I hope your health will be still be good. Also, wanted to give some love to DC2. I know you're not an antichrist and you're not buying anything. Kent is just really, I don't know what's wrong with him. I'm not sure if it's a Canadian thing or.
No, I think he's just retarded. He's just a little retarded.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It runs in the family. His brother's retarded too. He calls in all the time with the. The echo calls.
Yep. Well, I'll just say, there's only room for one antichrist here, and that's me. So, Kent, if you're listening, you get it right.
Antichrist.
Yeah.
I can't do nothing like that. I can't make that voice.
and there's an idiot in the chat room. I'm not going to say who it is, but it's another...
Is it Joey Gibson?
Yeah, Joe Gibson's in the chat room. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Well, I got nothing else. Are there any other callers?
No, not at the moment. Hey, Joe, why don't you call in and say hi?
Maybe Joe.
Yeah, come on,
one. One, you're on here.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
Well, Kent show's an abomination. I don't understand why it's still on. Kent only is on the line for maybe half of it. He has temper tantrums and quits talking. Threatens people, invites them to come up to Canada and get beaten up. Bizarre.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he, I don't know if you heard this, Johnny, but he thinks I'm the Antichrist.
Yep, I've heard. That's odd because you don't really interact with the show.
It is very strange, isn't it? That I never called. The last time I called was that one time where you had me on for like 15 seconds, and when I started talking about how he was, you know, how he doesn't have any room for anyone else's opinion. He just hung up on me and said I was a hater. That was the last time I called. That was like 3 months ago. So I don't know what his deal is. I don't even talk in the chat room, man. I'm just in there. That triggered. I was just in there today, and it triggered him so much that he had a little tantrum. He's like a little baby.
Yeah. And he's got that. Leroy is paying the bill still.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to last much longer, man. I don't think Leroy's long for that show. It's a train. That show is really bad. Very bad.
Well, you know, as long as he pays for it and wants to go on the air, I mean, you know, Ken's going to allow it.
Of course. Oh, Kent milks everybody for the money. That's what he's doing.
Tonight. What's going on with that?
Ooh. I don't hear any kikes. Who's kikes?
You know, these hooked nose, you know, baby dick sucking, you know. You know, yeah, you know how these Talmud loving sons of bitches are. They're the ones that are causing this new world order.
That's right, and you're so stopping us.
You're drunk.
Well, you're not helping.
Is this drunk Joe Gibson?
No, I'm not drunk.
Meth.
He does coke.
Hey, where's your kid? Is he shitting in the dryer right now?
Pick another one. Come on, you'll get it right eventually.
All right.
Okay.
Who's Brittany blowing with your money?
Look here, you loser, you bottom-dwelling scumbag moonbat. People like you are just bottom-dwellers. You got nothing better to do.
I'm your buddy flower. I give you hand jobs in North Carolina at Gold's Gym. This is how you thank me?
You didn't give anything a hand job.
One way in. Brittany, stop.
Like I said, I'll leave the porch light on. Where's Jessica?
Joe, come on. You know who I am.
No, I don't know who you are. Some scumbag. I don't know.
I'm your new Peter-in-law. I'm doing Brittany. You know that. And that dumb kid of yours, I put up with, even though he tries to shit in the dryer, too.
Why are you talking about your mother again?
You should have been drunk when you conceived him. He would have been half a retard.
Why are you talking about your mother? Stop it. You know, you should be nice to your mother.
I'm talking about your son and the woman who left you. If you were
such
a drunk
cook,
the kid wouldn't be autistic and shitting in the dryer to get back at you for daddy's love.
Don't get mad at me because your son was born retarded and it was an abortion that lived, okay? Don't get mad at me.
I am putting up with your old pussy with OPP because of your dumb kid.
Listen, don't get mad at me because your kid was born a retard, okay? Don't get mad at me.
No, I paid for diapers. If you paid for diapers like a good daddy to begin with, none of this would have happened. You won't be shitting in the dryer.
You steal them because I heard you got caught last week shoplifting at the Dollar General.
Yeah.
Yep. That was you, wasn't it?
All right, Joe. You and your three jackoffs better start your show. I'll come on there and we can debate there. You can have some control over hanging up the phone.
Hanging up? Well, you don't say anything constructive when you call in. You just make stupid noises. You know, you lose your ring time.
No one called in to your show. Your show has two people on there, and it's the same two people.
It? Two? Are you sure? That's just how high you can count, right?
Yeah.
We need to pray for these, Ken. We need to
pray for these
lost souls because they're definitely lost.
You need to pray to learn how to do a show so you have some listeners.
Joel,
you don't have to call Ken. You
Why do you sound like someone's
Tony
hanging
G?
On your testicles? Why do you sound like someone's hanging on your testicles? What's wrong with you?
Because Brittany is hanging on my testicles these days. Your ex is hanging on my testicles. I am doing her.
Really?
Leroy.
Yeah.
I'm so upset right now.
Tell
I'm
the
so upset you said that.
Ask her who I am.
Well, by the way,
I'm spending your money.
You are. I don't have any.
I am spending whatever left of your money.
I live in a trailer down by the woods.
Hey, maybe I could party with your brother who talks a bunch of shit about you.
I live in a trailer down by the woods.
Brother.
You know,
you pretty much do. You live off mommy and daddy's old money, and your brothers have said that too. And your whole family's disowned you.
Who cares?
All right,
not me.
Ken, get back to jerking off this drunk for his own.
This guy, they like to try
Thank
to criticize
myself.
Me, but nothing bothers me. You've tried to destroy me, and it didn't work.
Ayo.
Nothing, never. Never, never. You lose.
Never.
You have as much.
You lose, Moonbat.
Joe, I heard something behind you. I think it's David Vandermullen.
Who?
Vandermullen.
Yeah, I know. Another made-up name.
That's
another made-up name.
That's beat you up a while back.
Nobody ever beat me up. Trust me. Nobody ever beat me up. I'm still in the best shape of my life, even though I'm getting older. That's funny, huh?
Well,
not one of you with your fake names would ever even try me.
Joe, what's going
There'll
on
be no
with
point
the Senate?
Because you're going to run.
What's that, Ken?
Well,
I didn't hear you. I can't hear you.
I said you've been running for Senate again.
I still, what did he say? I can't understand him. What is he saying?
I said,
somebody's making noises.
For
oh, yeah, I'm running. I'm running again. Yes, I am. I'm running again for North Carolina House of Representatives. Yes, I am.
And you're going to lose.
No, I'm going to win.
No. Why don't you donate some money to my campaign? Everyone needs to donate to my campaign.
No.
Well, why would you? Listen, what would you rather have in there? You want these New World Order thugs in there?
Jews.
Yeah. You want them in there? No. Let's stop the New World Order. At least we can agree on that.
She's going to do that in your state office.
No, New World Order's winning.
They are winning right now. They are. I agree with you.
Yes. So why are you still wasting your time trying to be us?
Because I'll never stop fighting the New World Order. I'll never stop resisting tyranny and evil. Because that's what the Bible instructs us
to do. No, you're
going to
run away like you do from everything.
Run away?
Like when Leroy,
who runs away?
Yeah, when Leroy was hiding, or he was in your car, or he was in his car,
drinking
Mountain Dew and the Slim Jim, and you saw him and you ran.
Boy, you got a very good memory, don't you? Yeah. But that never happened, though. I hate to break it to you.
Oh, yeah. Sure it did.
No, it didn't. Hate to break it to you.
You winning in the election is going to happen.
Nobody's going to beat anybody up around here. That's for sure.
Well, I never said I was going to beat you up.
Nobody has it.
I can't
be a person, Jared. You meant to live it there.
And that's your intelligence level right there?
Yep.
Can't you speak normal? Let's say a prayer for them, Pastor Ken. We need to say a prayer. God, rid us of these generation of vipers. These filthy, money-changing vipers.
That's right. I'm a viper.
So where are you from? Where are you from there? Let's see. Let's go down the list here of weird names you got on the screen here. Let's see. You got 69 Mike. What kind of name is that? 69 Mike Hunt. Where's he from?
Arkansas.
I don't know.
We're all from Arkansas.
You're all from
Arkansas.
That's
right.
Yeah, that's what
man.
You guys say.
No, that's what you say.
Where's
you
Tony Gaga? Where's Tony Gaga? What happened to him?
He retired.
Did he really retire? He retired like a spaghetti noodle, huh?
Yeah, he retired.
Well,
yeah, every now and then he'll come on with J-Bo, okay, when J-Bo does a show.
Yeah, I called in the J-Bo show a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and you got your ass handed to you.
It's the same people that call in, though, all the time. The same ones. Talking to the... That goes in the background. Hey, what happened to Hello Guy? What happened to the guy goes, Hello! Whatever happened to him?
That's a fake Pastor Ken. Yeah.
And then the fake Dr. Ventura.
This is a good time for you to tell Bill Gibson that you're a Jew.
Who's a Jew? Who's a Jew? Where's that transvestite, Tony Ferrara?
Who are you calling, dumb fuck?
Hey, don't call Tony after transvestite. We're not going to talk about
please.
Tony.
Kenny, please let Tony come on and talk to Joey.
Yeah,
the transvestites have been in the news a lot lately. The transvestites have been in the news lately.
You're undermining the cause, man. You're calling into a Jew show.
Let's talk about Tony. Let's get off the subject, okay?
All right. Well, I got to obey the host.
Yeah.
Come on, talk some more Jew shit. I want to hear it. Tell that to Ken.
Ken's not a Jew.
Daddy, I did poopy.
It's Ken's not a Jew. Ken's not a Jew.
Is that a Jewish?
Yeah.
You're
Daddy,
Jewish?
I did poopy.
I was born Jewish, but I'm Christian.
Oh, okay. I thought so. Come on now. You're not Jewish.
Daddy,
shut up, loser. What do you think that's going to make me mad
or upset?
What kind
of person calls their kid a loser?
What do you think that's going to make
hell?
Me upset?
Poopy.
Huh? Who is that man? Well, let's see, what fake name is just saying that now? Because none of you use your real name.
I think his name is Noah.
Really?
Thank you.
Wow, I don't
see
him. Hey, Who are you?
I'm Dick Tard. You're giving me a blowjob right now. You want to say hi to her?
Dick Tard? Who else is on here tonight? Let's see. I can't see the names. You got Ashley.
Sergeant.
What happened to internet friend?
I haven't heard from him in a long time. I don't know what's going on with him.
Hey, remember that other guy, Randy? The one from, I think he lives in Beverly Hills, right? Or California, somewhere out there. I don't know, but
people have lives.
Whatever happened to Randy?
I don't know. They all go away.
Yeah, they all go away. They're just like a fart in the wind. They just disappear.
He's like a shit in a dryer.
I could draw your pussy.
He's like you, a dweeb, a moonbat, a bottom dweller, a loser in life.
I'm
going to live in my mother's basement. I'm going to live in my mother's basement and play with myself and want to look at dirty magazines and feel good for tonight.
And I get my wife, Brittany, to go tell the kids to shit in the dryer instead of shitting the cloth Pampers that I can't afford regular Pampers with.
Really?
Ken,
where'd you get that one from?
Do you use Dowdy or Browdy?
Okay, anything new with, other than the shit in the dryer thing?
Daddy used Browdy.
Who is this guy talking?
Hey, Ken, do you have 507?
The kid is a kick off the old block, just like his old man. Kind of retarded.
Whose goat's ass did you crawl out of? You inbred retard.
Okay,
Joe,
let's
Daddy.
Make a stop here. 507.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hello, guys. Cool again.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, 507, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Hooligan.
Hey,
who?
What's up, Hooligan?
Hooligan, Hooligan.
Nothing much. Just listening to Joseph Gibson giving the lamest comebacks ever.
Anything else?
No, I'm just going to sit back and listen to your bullshit.
Okay, Hooligan. Hey, by the way, take your dick out of your ass, okay?
Oh, how original.
Yeah, you do sound like a little fag with a little, you know, you sound like you got a little sugar in the tank.
I don't know. Takes you kind of sound, like, sound gay
you guys,
yourself.
You guys coming down to the rally there down in Wildwood there, Florida? Huh?
What? So you're going to feed yourself to alligators?
You coming?
Cool.
How come you guys never come over to the NSM site? How come you guys never come over there when we're doing the live podcast? You never come on, call in over there or nothing? How come?
Because many of us have better things to do.
You don't support the white race?
No.
You
fuck
won't, really.
People.
Really?
Stupid crackers.
What are you?
Stealing everyone's land.
Shamed of your own race. Shame on you.
No.
Daddy and me.
Oh, let me guess, you're Indian, right? You're Indian, right? Everybody's an Indian. Every white person that doesn't want to be white is Indian, right?
Do
they
I look like Johnny Logfeather to you?
Huh? Hey, they do have an Indian show on here.
Just call me Johnny Logfeather.
Talk this way on your own show. Why are you growing some balls and do that? You're scared to talk this way on your show.
I am? No, I'm not.
Go do so.
When do you want me to do a show? I'll do one just for you. They got an Indian show on. It's with Chief Jay Strongbow there. It's on a midnight. Call into that show. No, he won't take your call.
I know you jerk off to the WWF. We got that clear. No problem with that.
Okay.
The thing is,
there
why don't you talk this way on your show? Why are you such a pussy? I mean, that's why your kid wants your daddy's attention and shits in the dryer. That's
talk
why
what
your
way?
Wife leaves you and fucks black men.
Listen, I say the same things on my show to you degenerate losers, okay?
No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you
or
don't.
No?
You've never done a drunk show before. That's why
isn't,
it's boring.
Isn't your grandmother calling you? Isn't grandma calling you to get inside? You'll come upstairs now and go to bed?
No. Brittany's calling me because she left you.
She
and
did?
She's a whore now.
She did?
Just like before. But you couldn't provide for her, and you had a retarded kid because you're drunk.
How stupid
and
could you
frankly,
be?
Frankly, it had it coming.
Frankly,
I mean,
guess
don't
what?
You
live here with me now.
Because of his dad,
well, you guys are really like way behind in the loop of information.
Daddy, am I retarded?
You guys need to get updated
Daddy,
on your information.
Daddy, why do I get in the dryer for your attention?
How's Discord coming along? The FBI is watching that thing like crazy. If I wouldn't go on there.
Yeah,
they got provocateurs on there, you know. They know. You see, they all shut up. They all shut up. You hear that? We know who you are.
No.
We're actually proving the point that you got nothing to say.
Keep
on talking. I'll shut up.
Go ahead. Let's hear what you've got to say. Go ahead.
Listen to the drunken ramblings of a disgraced husband.
Let's hear what you've got to say.
Your family.
Uh-huh.
Your kid don't like you, and he's pissed that you made him a retard.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Anything else?
Keep on talking.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, look at this one. NSM website equals Fed. What? I can't see what he's so Fed. What? Honeypot?
Honeypot.
Oh, God. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there are infiltrators on there. I wouldn't be surprised. But so what? They can join, too.
No.
Why not?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but the NSM isn't going to be around for much longer.
Why?
Well, they're going to Florida, right? You know what lives in Florida? Alligators.
What? Oh, boy. Is the alligator beating them up?
Yep.
No, they're just having, they're not doing any spectacular
or
event.
Maybe a hurricane's going to come along and blow them all away.
I'm not going down to Florida.
Of course you wouldn't. You're too much of a pussy to do anything. You just sit there by the computer.
Really? Well, I'd only go if your fat ass would go there. But they don't make a train big enough to bring you there.
Fat? Well, if I wanted to cause a tsunami, I'd go down there, but I'm sorry,
yeah.
I'm too fat to go anywhere.
Yeah, you just got, that's right. You're one of those people that just stays in a room. You got rolls and rolls of fat. And you just stay and talks on the phone, and this is your entertainment for the day.
Oh, no. You found me out.
Call Dr. Pimple.
Oh, no.
Oh, we know who you really are, Ashley.
Who
Ashley,
are you?
You want me to say your real name?
Go on, say it.
Stop it now.
Do it. I'll be my real name.
No. Does it begin with...
No.
Hang on. I'll tell you right now. Let's see. Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Does
okay.
it begin with a S?
No. S?
S says it. Yeah. Oh. Let's
what's
see. What's the second letter? I'll leave you guessing until the next time.
It's A. That is T and A and M.
Yeah,
so
we know. We know. That's
Satan.
Not the yes I was thinking of.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm Tony Sanchez.
Now, let's see here. Let's see. Now, let's go to pick another name off the chart here. Let's say their name out loud. Spin the wheel, Alex. Let's see here. Who do we got here? Where's the internet friend? I know who that is. Let's see. I know who Mike Hunt is. The other guy, that's DC2. I don't know him.
The same person.
Discord monitor. Don't know that one. Yeah, I know. Well, a bunch of you are. You are the same person. I know that. But Randy, I figured out where he lived.
Only
that's why he don't come on here no
mind,
more. Then the other one that was pretending to be Dr. Peter Ventura. By the way, Dr. Peter Ventura, Ken had open heart surgery.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, so we need to have prayers for him.
Yeah, we'll pray for him, yes, definitely.
Oh,
okay.
Cool. The doctors weren't 12 years old.
What?
Ken, can you get Ferrara on?
No, he told me not to talk about him.
We're not going to talk about Tony. He doesn't want
to
come on.
No, we met
okay.
Tony has to come on. Please.
He doesn't want to come on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
All right, let's take another call here. 111, you're on the air. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Carl Tuckerson. I'm from Orlando, Florida, and I'm going to read a statement to Joe Gibson. At the end, I would like to take his comments, please, and get his reaction. Joe is 300 pounds but thinks he has a nice bod. He met his new boyfriend at the gay bar. His name is Todd. He winked at Joey and smiled and with his head gave a nod. Joe's new boyfriend has a Boston accent. It's quite odd. He told Joe, I've got my cock in my hand and it's getting hard. Joe then begged for it in his ass, just like he did in jail when he got locked up for fraud.
With a
and I'm also glad Dr. Peter Paul Ventura is a pedophile piece of shit, so good. I hope he fucking died when they had the goddamn surgery. Fuck him. Fuck you. You're going to lose your campaign. Eat shit, you cock-sucking little faggot. Good night.
What happens when I win? What are you going to say then? What are you going to do when I win, you coward?
Oh, you're not going to win, Joseph.
You transvestite.
You're not going to win.
How do you know?
Oh, let's see. How many times have you tried to run?
One time.
Before?
One time. Well, I hate to break it to you, but, you know, the census
is... How badly did you lose that time?
Out of 100 callers, 62 of them said they're voting for me. So I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
For the record... I am about 80 of those callers, and I'm fucking with you, you dumbass.
Really? What number did I call then, you hick? Where this guy? Who is that anyway?
I got an app, dude. I can change my area code phone number as I blink.
Who stole my phone number?
You are
I get so many damn spam calls, it's not even funny.
And your kid has so many problems, and your brother hates you, and your wife left you and took your money.
Good.
You're
you need to get updated on your info.
Right.
Why do you always bring up my brother?
Why did you take those pictures of her fucking the black guy? Why didn't you do that? Maybe you still would have had a wife and a kid that shit in the dryer.
Oh, I know. And you living in a basement. I'll let you come out of the dog pen eventually, okay? I'll let you. You can stay outside for another year, okay? This guy really lives in my backyard, everybody. Yeah. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. He lives in my backyard.
Oh, wow.
I got him tied to a pole out there, a telephone pole.
He's from Arkansas.
Arkansas. I went from Arkansas.
Yeah, you said it.
I remember when you guys used to call me, man, you guys hated me so much. There were people that called me in the middle of the night, so mad, sending me text messages, threatening me. And you know what? It didn't bother me a bit. You lose. I win. I'm still here. And my show is successful, more successful than ever.
No.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
I even got rid of the Republic.
Yeah,
that's how successful my show was.
You're here. We're getting used to it. Don't worry.
That's good. Yeah, how long have you been on Blog Talk now, Pastor Ken?
I was going to say at least 8 years now.
Yeah, about the same here, 8-9 years, yeah.
Yeah. I want
to
say
2015
I started.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, we had some good times on here. We went back and forth.
Yeah. So
We're getting old.
Yeah. How many days a week are you doing your show these days?
Oh God, only like once or twice, you know. I mean, it did pretty much when Mandelicon died. Remember when Mandelicon died?
Yeah.
Pretty much he brought a lot of listeners to my show, you know. And when he died, a lot of them went away. So I will admit that, you know. And then you know what happened? Barry Croft, he got arrested and went to, you know, he used to call in all the time, and he used to bring a lot of his buddies on there, and they're all in jail. So you know. I mean, all the people you talk to over the years, they just disappear, you know. They get themselves jammed up. Or the one person that stayed for a long time is Sarge. Sarge has been there. He's one of the originals.
Well,
yeah,
let's look at
say,
this. Most of them got tired of hearing the same shit over and over again, so they got bored with you and left.
Well, yeah, but everything I've said has come true over the last 10 years. Everything I've said has come true.
Like what?
Look at gas prices have skyrocketed and they're not coming back down, okay?
They always skyrocket and they always change.
They're not coming back down. They're $3.50 a gallon pretty much around the country, and it's going to stay there until the next time they hike it up. The digital currency will be next year, okay?
Mm.
That's coming out. What are you going to do with that when they do that, the digital currency?
I don't know. I don't care about crypto.
It's not going to be crypto, let me tell you that. You know, I mean, there's some serious things going on. I mean, they're the electric car thing that they're proposing, that's serious. They're building those power stations all up and down the highways around the country from right here.
So?
How are they? It's not going to work. The people aren't going to be able to travel.
Well, what else have you said that's going to happen that?
Well, a lot of things we've helped stop by talking about it, exposing it.
Are they going to charge to hook up your car to get electricity?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Are they going to charge about a kilowatt hour or what?
I don't know how they're going to do it. I forget what they said. But, yeah, it's going to be a credit system. You're going to get credits. You know, it's really bad what they got planned. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen in a year. I'm just saying that. But, I mean, they got to pull it off sooner or later. They've been talking about it now for the last 10 years, you know.
Are there going to be more earthquakes or more hurricanes or tornadoes?
Yep.
Or any of that?
They're prevalent. Yeah, the weather modification and, well, them trying to stop the weather from changing.
Well, let me tell you something.
Can't.
There's a reason why there's an increase in number of tornadoes.
Why?
Well, Doppler radar and weather spotting.
You think so, huh? You think so.
We've gotten better.
Well, they had Doppler
radar
there since
there
when? What year? What year did Doppler radar come out?
Started in the 70s and
in
the
80s. Okay, so in the 70s, do you know how many increased tornadoes we've had? You know, with the number of tornadoes we've had? 1972, we had 246 tornadoes. Do you know how many we're having now?
Almost 1,000, but that's because
yeah.
People know what to look for. You know about fallouts and the warning signs, yes.
Well, explain the earthquakes then.
Well, that's caused by a stress within the Earth's crust.
No. Well, this is good because this is a Bible show, so we need to talk about the end time prophecies that are coming true.
Sorry, guys, if I'm boring you, but...
The temple is being rebuilt.
No, that's okay.
Ken, the temple's being built over
make
there.
A point about how stupid this guy is.
Oh, my gas is killing me.
Let
me take some callers.
Hello, my name is Carl Tuckerson from the Bronx, New York. In high school, Joe was a geek. In the boys' locker room, he would always sneak a peek. He would always attack young boys who were weak. Then Joe went to prison, and they used him as a human toilet to shit on and take a leak. He became a prison bitch, and the outlook was bleak. Bubba comes in Joey's ass and on his cheek. Joey enjoyed prison. He truly is a freak. Vote for Joey.
That's a good one. You need to call into my show with your poems.
Yeah.
Pastor Ken, what do you think about the temple being reconstructed over there in Israel? I mean, this is the final. I mean, the Red Army's going to come down from the north. We know that, right? We see what's going on with China and Russia uniting together, Moscow, and they're going to come down from the north and attack Israel. And then the Antichrist is going to declare, you know, stop it, and everybody's going to call him the hero. And we're going to have peace there for a while, for 3.5 years, and then he's going to break the peace treaty with Israel. And then that's it, people. You're all finished. The wrath of God will be poured out on planet Earth like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Yep.
Well.
It's been for years, and every time nothing happens. So shut up with that.
The temple
hasn't
been built yet, Ashley. How could it can't happen yet?
It can't. The temple's got to be built. Okay?
Yeah.
And it's
got to
be built in Jerusalem.
And what did Trump do? He recognized Jerusalem as the capital, right? As foretold in the Bible. So, all this is happening right before our very eyes. That's why you need to listen to Pastor Ken and what he talks about and his show.
Well,
he's been healed.
Well, We're getting close to a couple minutes of the show. You're on the air. Hello. You too.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.